You seek the key, but first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting. It almost feels like the market's got its mind made up that if the Fed's not going to cut, and if the bond auctions are going to be bad, then let's book the 9% and go home. When I've seen this, typically, it's short-term and short-sighted, because we got to go back to how companies are doing, particularly we're on earnings season. So that's a short-sighted view, but that's the mind of the market right now.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, coming in today, there was fear that PPI would be hotter than expected. It wasn't. I mean, by and large, you know, maybe ex food and energy a tick higher, but the headline was a little bit below expectation. So initially you had yields move down. That's what we saw. The market at first stabilized at the open, but then the 10-year, the yield started to move up.
Yep.
Stocks fell. But, you know, your point about earnings is a good one, because earnings can buck the rate trend. And I think Constellation Brands is a good example of that today.
Now, I think that I would tell people, if you saw selling in Constellation Brands and it was actually down, you have to buy it. And the reason why you have to buy it is because, having been in this business, the depletions, what are known as like the kind of reorders of beer, were the highest I can ever recall in the industry of alcohol. It's doing that well. Now, some of that is because of Bud Light, problems there.
They're sure they're taking share.
You know, this is the kind of thing that is a cash flow machine. And now we know they have to pay down debt. We know that they spend a lot of money on CapEx, and this year's another CapEx year.
They need to build that capacity to support these share gains.
Right. And, you know, one of the things that I look at is between returning capital and having an opportunity to grow earnings, I always want the company to spend the opportunity to grow earnings.
Yeah.
And that's what these guys can do.
But,
so,
you know, at the same time, they are doing a little bit of both. I mean, they do buy back stock. They raise the dividend 13%?
Yes.
Yep, to $1.01. So that's raising the dividend in line with earnings growth. So we want them to do that. And then just real quick, run through the quarter. Revenue up 7%. EPS $2.26, better than $2.08 expected. Beer was very strong. Wine and spirits, not good, but
accept that, and we think that we're hoping actually that they trade that portfolio off the private equity firm.
But guidance was a lot better than expected, and I think that's key, because this is for the next four quarters, right? So they're on a weird fiscal year schedule, so this is guidance for the next four quarters. Midpoint 13.65, nicely above estimates at 13.44, implying 13% earnings growth. So again, matching earnings with the dividend. And I think people were looking for something more conservative. Conference call starts at 10:30. Expect them to talk more about the spring shelf reset, which could lead to some nice gains.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit cnbc.com/morningtake. to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.